Hello, who's ready to reset? Reset. I am. I'm ready to reset. So excited. This has become like my favorite call of the month. Oh, hey, Jean. We just spent some time together a few minutes ago on the last call. All right. Reset, reset, reset. So excited to reset. It's like the best call of the month, I feel like. First of all, I get to hang out with y'all, number one. And number two, I think we all need it. Like, you know, everybody always says I need a kick in the ass, or I need, you know, somebody to, you know, make me do, or whatever y'all say. And really, you just need a good plan. You need a really, really good plan. And that is what we are here to do today. So, all right, let's talk about reset. So, this is the time of the month where the month is just started. We always do these calls the first Saturday of the month. So it's a little bit later this month because this is the first Saturday of the month. It's the 6th. So we are going to talk about how do you figure out what you need to work on? And then how do you implement that? And that is what this reset call is all about. Sidell is from Oak Island, North Carolina. My daughter is traveling back from Holden Beach, which is not far from Oak Island. And I have spent many, many times I have been to Oak Island. We're talking about going back next summer too. All right, let's talk about it. So I have created a few months ago in 5 minutes before this first call, how we are going to figure out what we need to reset. So last month, I worked on water. That was my reset. That was what I worked on. So in May, I noticed that my water was about at 65%. It was not great. It was not where I wanted it to be. It was not great. It was not amazing. So I decided to reset my water in June. And I went from 65% of hitting my water goal to 85% of my water goal, which I'm calling that a huge, big old win. My big goal was to get, I was on a cruise, not this past week, but the week before. And my goal was to get all of my water in all the days before I drank alcohol. And what I realized was 8 days, I did not get my water in. 2 of them were travel days. I had a lot of bullshit thoughts about that. And then 1 day on the cruise, I did not get all my water in. But the two of them were travel days. And then the rest of the week, I got my water in, which I felt was a win. I was really excited about that. I was really happy about it. So I like how I showed up with water on vacation. I have 2 more vacations coming up. So when I got back from vacation, I did not love how I traveled, how my travel days, I didn't get my water in. So I am, before I go on my next trip, I am going to work on how I want to handle water on travel days. So I learned something from my travel days this last time because I was flying and the car is a lot easier for me. But when I'm flying, I have other thoughts. And so I'm going to LA in a couple of weeks to visit my daughter. And then in August, I'm flying to Seattle to visit my accountability partner, Jen Saya. And so I'm going to be flying, you know, back and forth. So I'm working on that. So that's what you do. So if you assess something and you want to show up a certain way at a certain time for a certain event or for a trip or for whatever it is, you want to make sure that I noticed I did not get my water in on my travel days. So instead of beating myself up, I got into the mode of, let me figure this out for next time. So I know what my obstacle is. I'm going to work on my obstacle and change it for next time. So that is what I am doing. So last month I talked about my water was crap and, so I worked on that and then also sleep. So we're going to go through step one, assess. The A is for assess. So we are going to assess where we currently are. Where are we currently with our 4 basics? Okay. You gotta really look at your data. Now, if you've used your habit tracker, you have good data. If you have not used your habit tracker, you can still do this step. Assess. If you've not done your habit tracker, you're going to look at each of the basics and rate yourself 1 to 4. So, and I want you to break up doable hunger. So it'll be 5 things instead of 4. So water. So now I'm going to give myself like a 3 on water, which I'm good with. And I figured out how to level that up even another level. On waiting for hunger, I'm going to give myself a 4 because I'm really good at waiting for hunger. On stopping at enough, I'm going to give myself a 3, which I always pretty much am at a 3. So I'm really good. On planning, I'm at a 4. So, and then for sleep, I'm at like a 1 or a 2. It's not good. So, 1 means you never do it. I rarely or never do it. 2 is I do it sometimes, but not a lot. 3 is I'm pretty good. Not great, but it's getting there. And 4 is like for planning, you know, I mean, do I plan every single day? No. But I rarely miss a day. So I'm giving myself a 4 on that. And rarely, I don't always wait for hunger, but I'm like so close, it ain't even funny. So I don't even count perfection as a 4, but it's almost always. So last month I said I wasn't going to work on my sleep because it was my shoulder and I've cleaned up as much as I can, but I am actually going to work on sleep. I found out this week, I went to the doctor yesterday, I have a rotator cuff tear, surgery is in October, and because I wasn't willing to give up my vacations and camp. So I'm doing it right after camp. And so I have got to deal with this shoulder for, till October. And so I'm going to address sleep this month. So we've assessed, so you're giving yourself a 1 of 4. And then the second one is be honest, y'all. You gotta be real for real, for real. As Judith Catan says, with yourself, you gotta be really honest about where you are. And when you do that, you will get good data, whether you have your habit tracker or you don't, or you're just doing your 1 to 4 assessment. The C, so A is assess, B is be honest with yourself, no judgment, just be honest, right? Like, just be honest. Don't be beating yourself up. Just tell yourself the truth. C is create. So you look back at what you've done and you find 1 or 2 things that are going to move the weight loss needle for you in the next month. So for me, it's going to be sleep. I'm going to work on sleep. I feel pretty good about the rest of my basics, but sleep is shit and I need to do something about it. So Susan says, doable hunger is crap, whatever. No, we're not, you know, it's not great. Which side, break it down, Susan. Am I hungry is 1 out of 4. And have I had enough is 1 out of 4. So pick the, let's, because you got to be honest, see where you are, so that at the end of the month, you can see, you know, have you made progression? Have you improved that? Both are 1. Susan says 1 out of 4. So we know what Susan's going to be, right? Doable hunger. And Susan, you can even pick 1 or the other. So whichever one feels easiest for you to do, pick that one this month and work on that one. And then next month you can work on the other one. So you're going to pick 1 or 2 things. For me, it is sleep. For Susan, it's going to be 1 side of doable hunger. And that is what your focus is going to be for the next month. So until we meet again, we're going to work on that 1 or 2 things that you have decided are important. So put in the chat the 1 or 2 things that you have identified that you are going to work on this month to move the weight loss needle. Susan, we know is hunger. Hunger. Ask myself, am I hungry first? Water. Okay. Planning, stopping it enough, water and hunger. And Betty is, I love that, Betty. because water and hunger go hand in hand. So if you are not, if you don't have enough water on board, a lot of times your body is like, I'm going to get water from somewhere. I'm going to send up hunger signals. I'm going to get water from food if she ain't going to give me water. So when you increase your water, especially if you're working on hunger, that will help you as well. Stop a lot of the cravings and urges. Stopping it enough. Hunger. Here we go. Okay, so iPhone is going to work on planning. And Leslie, I love this. So she's going to work on following her plan, but specifically at work. That's a great one. That is really good. So she's like really dialed it in. She knows what her obstacle is. Doable hunger. Okay, now we're going to make a list of 10 things. If you can't get 10, that's fine, but I want y'all to try to break your brain with this one. 10 things that you're going to do to help with your one to two things you've identified. So I'm doing sleep. So I already have a pretty good sleep hygiene. So I'm not going to be able to come up with 10. But here are the 10 things I'm doing ish. They're not 10. One is have a conversation with my husband. He likes the house to be 72 degrees. I don't sleep well with the house at 72 degrees. I'm going to ask him if we can turn the thermostat down. And if he says no, I have a solve for that as well. I always wake up to pee around 11. I go to bed at 8. Usually around 11, I wake up to pee. And I will check the thermostat and turn it down my own fucking self. Because he goes to bed after me. So even if I turn it down when I go to bed, when I wake up at 11, I'm hot. And then I end up turning it down. So that I'm going to ask him to turn it down. If he doesn't, that's fine. I'll just do it my damn self when I get up to pee. Problem solved. So that's one thing. I did buy a lavender sheet spray. So I'm going to spray lavender on my bed sheets at night. I have got, my husband does not like the soap that I use. He does not like a scent. I like a scent. I wash my clothes in Buff City soap, the Narcissist scent. I love it. I'm going to wash my sheets in that because it makes me feel happy. And I love it. And so he will complain and I will listen and the sheets will still smell like Buff City soap, the Narcissist scent. There's that, because that does make me happy. I'm going to plug my phone up an hour before bed, which will also be helpful. My doctor did give me an anti-inflammatory, so I'm going to make sure I take that with dinner. He said, take it at dinner, and it take about a week. So I'm going to take my anti-inflammatory, and I am going to wear my favorite PJs this month. So I have some PJs that are more comfortable than others. I am just going to make sure that I only wear comfortable PJs. So those are my list of things I'm going to do to try to include to help my stuff. And I have a fan. I do wear a fan. I do have a fan. I even travel with a fan. So let's see. Karen Brent says a pillow over his face will quiet him down. Yes, it would. You know, you ask for permission and then you just do what the hell you want to do anyway. That's how my marriage has always worked. So we have that. So now you've created your list of things that you're gonna try. Okay. And so now you have your list. So that is to create the list. We've created the list of one or two things. Next is, do I have a plan? That is the 10 things. So we have assess. You're going to either look at your habit tracker or one to four. How am I doing on the four basics? Two, we're going to be super honest with ourselves with no judgment, no shame, no none of that. Be honest. C, create the one or two things that you need to work on this month to move the weight loss needle. Ask yourself, do I have a plan? 10 things that you're going to try to this month to increase and work on those one or two things. And then the next one is execute. So you also need a plan to execute. So for like somebody in the chat had the, I'm working on following my plan at work. So in her due, one of her things may be, I'm going to write my plan on a sticky note and stick it on my desk every day to remind me what my plan was so that I'll follow it at work. Well, you have to execute that. So, like, I want to use the Buff City Soap, Narcissist. So I have decided this afternoon, it's supposed to rain. I'm going to go ahead and wash my sheets this afternoon. I've already planned to do it. I've got a plan. And then I've also got wine planned this evening. So when my husband's bitching about it, I won't mind as much. So that's how I'm going to execute. So he can just bitch. I'll have a glass of wine. Just let him bitch. Right? That's how I'm going to execute my Buff City Soap Narcissist flavor on my sheets. I bought the lavender spray. So I left it right on my bedside table so that whenever I go to bed at night, I remember that I'm going to spray that. I make my coffee every night. One of the things I'm going to do is take that pill. I'm not on any prescriptions, have not been on any prescriptions, don't take any prescriptions. I know I'm blessed in that way. So whenever I need to take a prescription, I always forget. So I have put the anti-inflammatory pill thing bottle next to my coffee pot, because that way, whenever I'm going to bed, I'll remember to take my pill, because it's right. I do that every night before I go to bed. So that's called, James Clear calls that habit stacking. I already have a habit of making my coffee and getting it, turning it on for the next morning, you know, setting it. So I can wake up to the smell of coffee. I love to do that for myself. So I'm going to put that anti-inflammatory, because I already have one habit, I'm going to stack another habit on top of it. So I've already put that over there. That's how I'm going to execute my plan. So maybe you're working on planning. That was what you want to work on. That's what your level up is. So it is, you know, keeping your planner wherever. So you'll see it every morning. Maybe you put your planner beside the coffee pot. Maybe you like to plan at night while you sit and watch TV. So you just put your planner next to the, you know, your chair, wherever you sit every night. Maybe it is to set a reminder on your phone and you go ahead and do that right now. Like, we're going to go ahead, because in the moment you're like, I want to write a plan. And then you're writing this long list of stuff you're going to try. And then you're like, I'm going to set a reminder on my phone. Well, then you don't ever do it, because you're like, I'll do that later. And then the nighttime comes or the morning comes, and then you forget to plan. Your brain is not, you're trying to develop a new habit that you're not great at. I'm not great at taking pills. I have got to put them in my face. And I have to do that now, because when I get to nighttime and I want to take this pill, my brain is going to be like, girl, you remember you said you want to take that pill. You better go get it. No, I need the visual trigger of the pill bottle to be like, fuck, I was going to take that pill. Let me do that right now. I have got, we just did environmental cleanup this last week and drop it like it's hot. That's really, you have to set up your environment. Go ahead and put those things in place so that when the time comes, you're not relying on your brain to send you a thought it's never thought before, because it's not going to do it. You've got to set up your environment, put things in place to trigger the execution of those new habits that you've identified you want to implement this month. So that is how it works. Assess, be honest, create the one or two things. Do I have a plan? Write them down. And then what can I do right now to execute that? So that whenever I'm in the moment of an urge, or I'm, you know, wanting to write my plan, but I forget, or I need to take that pill, what can I do right now that's going to remind me when the time comes? Because that's the step that a lot of us miss. We write down these amazing things, and then we don't ever figure out how we're going to remind ourselves to do that in the moment. That is what so many people miss. And so don't miss that for yourself. Go ahead and make that plan. Let's see. Later equals never. Thank you. Absolutely. Let's see. The vitamins are right next to me on the couch, so I remember them every night. See, you got to set up your environment for success. Let's see. All my supplements are on a decorative cake plate. Oh, that's nice. All right. Any questions about my, my plan that I'm doing and how to implement? Now, the second part of this call is I will coach you. If you do not can't come up with shit to do, you don't know what your one or two things are, you can't figure out how to execute, I want you to raise your hand and we will coach on the reset, the restart. I want to make sure that we are set up for success this month. Carly said, I'm good at meds because I'm on too many. I've been so fortunate not to be on medications. Now, my vision is for shit. I got new glasses too, but I can't see them on my computer. Y'all want to see my new glasses? I'll show them to you. What do y'all think? New glasses. But I can't, like, they're progressives. And so I can see if I do like this, I can see, but like it gets fuzzy. Thank you. I love these glasses. I didn't even ask for permission from my kids, y'all. The first time I've ever gone on about glasses and didn't ask my kids what they thought. All right. Who wants coaching? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Yeah, thank y'all. I love them. I really do love them. Point your eyes where you want to look. But see, that's the thing. It's way down there. And so then I have to raise my head. Because if I look down where my readers are, I can't see. I do have them adjusted where these progressives, I had them move the line up. So I have a barely a little bit of like whatever. That's why I always wear these because I can see better. It's just for the computer. It's just everything else. I don't wear these anywhere else except for at my computer. So the rest of my life, I can, whatever. But all right. I got a big ass monitor too, but all right. Well, we got some hands raised. Let's see. I can't do that anymore. I can't do this. Occupational lens, where my God, is that what they call them, Carla? A occupational lens? Lee. Let's promote you to panelist, Lee. And then Becca is after Lee.
How's that?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay.
All
It's going
right. What are we
okay.
talking about?
Well, I'm definitely at a stall or plateau. And I've been cooking a lot more lately. I sent this to ask coaches and I got some good input from Coach Mish, but I'd like to ask you what you thought, if you have any other suggestions. I'm a decent cook, pretty good cook, if I am honest. And so I had not been cooking a whole lot. And now, because I'm planning what I'm eating a lot better,
Yeah.
cooking better meals, and I'm planning the meals, and I'm actually using stuff out of the freezer. And, but my enough is like 5 bites now.
Why is that
Because
a problem?
I want more because it tastes so good. That's
Okay.
all I get. I spend an hour making this and I only get 5 bites.
No, you get way more than that because you put it away and then you eat it later.
Yeah. It's just disappointing in the moment, I guess.
But why is that a problem?
Because I keep taking extra bites.
Okay.
So I'm overeating. I'm not overeating enough to gain anything, but I'm overeating enough to
Maintain.
maintain.
So what happens if you just don't and you just be sad a little bit for a few minutes?
Well, I can do that. I'm trying to
So, but why
anyway.
haven't you done it though? Because you're like, I can do it, but why haven't you done it?
Well, I have done it part of the time.
Okay, but not enough to move the weight loss needle.
Right.
So how often do you stop it enough?
Probably 60% of the time, I guess.
So what would it take to get to 70% of the time this month?
Probably not serve myself as much. That'll help.
Okay, what else?
Cook boring food?
No, that's never an option. How about serve yourself on a smaller plate so that you can eat less and finish your plate?
Yeah, I can do that.
That might be good. What about that halftime method? So eat half or just, finish your smaller plate and notice the urge to want to go get more bites and then be like, okay, let's wait 10 minutes. And in 10 minutes, if I still want a couple more bites, I'll go get a couple of bites. Because a lot of times it's just the interruption, right? Like it's not even it, because you're like, you just answer the thought right away. I want more. Okay, here's another bite. I want more. Okay, here's another bite. It's like, could you get some distance so that your brain can get back online and be like, it's gonna be fine. I can have leftovers. Give yourself the opportunity to have that conversation.
When my son's here, which he lives here still, he's 24, if he's eating supper with us or whatever meal it is, I can give him the rest and he's perfectly happy. So I've done that. That's one of the things I have done.
Okay.
He's not always here. He's 24, 6 feet tall, and he's weighs 140. So
Okay.
he can eat all he wants.
I mean, that's not true, though.
Well, he eats what he wants. He's a normal eater. I've been paying attention to what he does. And if he's done a lot of activity that day, like at work, because he works outside, he trims trees and climbs trees. And so if he's done lots of work, he could eat a whole chicken. But if he's been laying around all day and resting or playing games on the computer or something, he might eat just one chicken leg. And if he's
Oh,
really
you mean
tired,
he listens to his body? What?
yes. He does. He's always
Crazy.
done that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to pay attention to what he does.
Yes. I know we're doing that at Diet Detox, talking about what is a normal eater and how do you become one? Like that's one of the sessions, but I want to really like so the only thing that's different between you and your son right now is your thoughts about it.
Right. Right.
So why do you think you deserve more if it tastes good?
Because I'm finally cooking again and I work hard on it and I enjoy making recipes and after our older son passed away in 2015, it was about 5 years before I cooked at all.
Okay.
And then so I'm proud of myself for going back to things that I like to do because
Okay,
that was hard for a long time.
so you love the cooking part. You
I
like
do.
the looking up recipes and preparing. It's like the experience that you love.
Right.
Can
Right.
is
And I
that
bake
enough?
too. Don't know. It tastes so good.
Yeah, it does. 'Cause you're a good cook.
Mean, people beg for my pound cakes, so
Okay.
I'm a good baker too, and I have a hard time not eating those things because I'm gluten sensitive, so I try to stay away from gluten
I
as
love
much
that.
as I
So
can.
That's your thought. Like, well, it's not your, I mean, it is a thought, but it's true too. I have a gluten
Right.
intolerance. I don't want to poop my pants. I don't want to feel like shit. So I'm not going to eat it. But every once in a while, it's worth it. Like, I'm going to have it.
Yeah, every once in a while.
What if cooking your food was that way as well?
Eating more of it or cooking it
Yeah, like what if every
at
once in a
all?
while you're like, you know what? I have not made this in 150 years. And it is absolutely the, I'm going to have a couple extra bites.
But
But then
that
the
not be
next
the
day,
norm.
huh? Yeah, but it's not
But
the
that not be
norm.
the norm. Okay. That makes sense.
This tastes amazing. It is great, but it's not like my absolute favorite, favorite, favorite.
Right.
Because that is part, I'm sure your son overeats sometimes too. You say he was a normal eater. I'm sure
He is.
sometimes he's like, this is some of the best stuff I have ever had in my whole life. I'm gonna have a couple extra bites.
He was on an outage call last night because he works for the company that transferred Duke Power. And before he left the house at midnight, he took about a quarter of the pound cake I had baked for the weekend. So
Yeah.
yeah, he overeats sometimes. A quarter of a
Yeah.
pound cake is pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what if that is normal? Just
Right.
not every day.
Yeah. It is normal, I guess.
You
My
guess or you
mother's a
don't? Like
normal
on
eater.
a scale of 1 to 4, how normal is it?
Well, I think it's probably a four because if I look at my mother, she's also a normal eater. She's always been thin and a PE teacher. And when she's not hungry, she hardly eats anything. And when she is hungry and when I cook for her, she eats more than that.
Yeah. So what if you
Okay.
just use discernment about what is worth the few extra bites?
Right. Is it worth it? Is it going to help me toward my ultimate goal,
Yeah.
which is to lose 100 pounds?
Right.
I've lost 40.
Oh God, well, you're doing something right.
Hey, I'm trying.
And if you're maintaining your weight and you're overeating 40% of the time, I would just, instead of saying I'm going to cut out overeating altogether, because that's what a lot of this like reset and all that kind of stuff, it's not about doing it perfectly. It's about being honest about where you are and what am I willing to try this month. And so for you, I would even say go from 60% to 70 or 75%. Just like me, I still didn't get 100. I was did water. I still didn't. I got to like 85% on water. And I'm like, damn, that was good.
I've been working on my water on days I'm not at work because I do really well at work because I'm sitting at a desk, right? And when I'm not at work, I'm not real good at remembering to drink it. I might fix it, but it's left in another room. And so I
Yeah.
started habit stacking of taking a full glass of water to bed with me and drinking it first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So that's helped, I
Yeah.
think. It's helped my water intake.
There you go. So
So
just
what habit
decide.
stack could I do for not
Well,
eating
you
that extra
probably don't
bite?
have a habit stack, but if you're fixing your plate, you just make the smaller plates easier to get to, right? Like set up your environment in that way so that the first thing you see aren't the bigger plates. You could even eat with a smaller utensil to make your bites a little bit smaller, to slow you down a little bit.
I don't eat fast.
Okay. Well, then that's not your problem.
I'm usually the last one finished, no matter what I have in front of me.
Yeah.
Probably because I
So,
talk too much.
well, that's good though. And then you could just, whenever you sit down to dinner, have a little sticky note that you take with you that says, wait 10 minutes if you want more, whatever it is. to
Wait 10
remind you.
minutes. Okay. And that's the halftime thing, right?
Yeah.
I hadn't tried that one yet.
Oh, it's life changing.
I
Yeah.
figured it wouldn't. I guess the reason I hadn't tried it is because I don't eat fast.
Yeah, it didn't matter if you're, I mean, you're still
Right.
overeating.
Right.
Like you can overeat and use the halftime method, whether you're
Understand that's
fast eater
why I
or slow eater.
hadn't
Yeah, yeah,
tried it
yeah,
yet,
yeah.
so that makes sense.
I would just try it.
Okay.
All righty. I will talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right. Aline, I think that's how you say your name. Myra said, is there more information on environmental cleanup? We talked about it a lot in the Facebook group last week. I think Lizzie talked about it some on her call last week. It's just setting, and then Corinne even did a Facebook Live yesterday, I believe, about environmental cleanup. So you can find all of that there. All right. Say your name for me.
It's Alin. Alin.
Alin.
Yes.
Okay.
It's hard, I know. It's
It's
always
not hard. I
answer
just
to a
needed
lot of
clarification.
different pronunciations. So yeah, so I was really interested in this thing of sleep. So I've been in no BS for 2 years. And I was kind of on a regain. I had a lot of upheaval in my life, and I had a woman who was kind of a squatter, kind of a threatening, crazy woman, attach herself to my property, and was only a few feet away from our house. And anyway, this whole kind of threatening presence was there. So I sold my house, moved far away from the city, and now I'm in a new environment for the last couple of years. And I've gained weight, and I've been in no BS, working on, the thinking and the eating to enough and all those things. And I do my planning, but I think what my trouble is that I want to work on for this month is I keep waking up all throughout the night. And the only thing that puts me back to sleep is I'll turn on my iPad and watch a YouTube video or some kind of, program that I've already watched 100 times, especially after COVID. God, the
Yeah.
reruns of Monk or something like that, that is familiar to me, and that puts me back to sleep. But everything on my chart is always zero for sleep. I'm not even at a one. I'm just zero. I don't get 8 hours sleep. So I think that's a big problem
How much
because the other
sleep are you
things
getting?
I'm getting around six, five or six, somewhere in there.
Okay.
And then I'm wide awake by 4:30, 5 o'clock
Me
in the
too.
morning.
Yeah.
And I go to bed early, and I'll fall asleep at first. And then I start
Yes.
waking up throughout the night. And I think it's related to that incident, but she's long gone. Everything's over with
Okay.
that. Took care of the whole thing. It was a nightmare. But I keep having this habit of waking up. And so last month, I tried to do sleep as my main goal. And I did a little better. So I
Okay.
was often getting somewhere in seven, but I'm still got that waking up. And I'm so far from, I feel like it's like when you're just taking baby steps for the eating to enough, I'm with baby steps at the sleeping. I don't think
Why is that a problem? You went from 5 to 6 hours. Last month you worked on it. You got closer to seven.
yeah.
Why don't you just do it again?
Yeah. I keep thinking, well, if I just take my iPad away or I take the things.
Okay. I do think, Alin, that you need to take your iPad away. But let me tell you what's going to happen. Your sleep is going to get worse for a minute. Because what
Okay.
is happening now is you've developed a habit. some people do it with eating, and some people do it with reading a book, and some people do it with an iPad, or some people do it with a television, whatever that is. You have developed a habit that I put this on and then I go back to sleep. So what's going to happen is you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, I need to watch a show, because you have this thought, it's the only way I'm going to fall back to sleep. Yeah. Then you're going to be laying there and it's going to be dark and you're going to be like, I should just, this is never going to work. I need to turn my iPad back on. Oh my gosh. You know, I can't go to sleep like this. Only way I can go to sleep is have an iPad. Turn on a mindless show. Girl, how long are you going to lay here before you turn on that iPad? You know this could all be over with if you just turn on the iPad. And as Corinne says, you have to lay there bored as fuck. It's just a habit.
Yeah. It just really feels like when I was trying to learn to stop it enough or all these other things, it feels like I just get into you're not going to go back to sleep. So
why don't you let your iPad die at night?
Oh,
turn it off, put it in another room. Like, that's how you can set up your, because it's right there with you.
Yeah, yeah.
What if you don't even take it into the room?
Yeah. Could put it, leave it in the kitchen or something.
Leave it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Try that. And be willing to be a little bit uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, all these changes, like, I'm going to try all these things, whatever it is. It's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. You're trying to change a habit. It's not like you sit on this call and you're like, I'm going to do this thing. And then it's going to be like, well, you already decided. Look, easy breezy from now on.
Yeah. Yeah, I kept deciding that I wasn't going to turn it on. And then I would go get it and, you know, turn it back on. So I think that the nights that I have slept well, which are few and far between, but I usually lose a little when I'm sleeping well. And so I do think that's an issue. It's certainly not the only issue, but I think that's one of the big issues. I'm just not getting enough sleep. What do you think of taking a nap in the middle of the day and then
it counts.
Adding that in?
Yep, it counts. That was the other thing I didn't mention. If I need a nap this month, I'm going to take a nap and I will add it to my time. I quit wearing my Oura ring, y'all, because every morning it says, today is a rest day. Looks like you didn't get any rest last night.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck you. I'm not listening to you anymore. Oura ring.
Okay, well, I've got my iPhone, my iWatch, my Apple Watch, and it, you know, tells me how much sleep I'm getting. I got it so I could monitor the sleep because I just wasn't having sleep.
Yeah.
So
put the iPad away. That's one of your things to try. Be willing to be uncomfortable and bored.
Yeah.
And hear your brain screaming at you that you need to get your iPad. Mm-hmm. And then listen, also check how you're feeling the next day. So if you're a person who really only needs like 7 hours of sleep to, you know, I mean, we recommend 8 hours of sleep. I've never been an 8 hour of sleep person. I function well and fine. No issues with weight loss, all that kind of stuff. I get 6.5 to 7. Like, that's where I am in my life. I feel great. I feel energized if I can get that much sleep. So 8 hours is the goal, but really pay attention to your activity level and your, you know, your energy levels throughout the day.
Yeah, I do get really tired in the afternoon.
Yeah, so you probably do need a little bit more sleep. So take a nap.
Okay, I can do that.
Yes.
All right. Good. All right. I don't have 10 things to do, but I have at
well,
least.
Well, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people are like, I'll write down one thing. That's why I challenge y'all to write 10 things down. You may not get all the way to 10, but I really want you to put your brain to work and start to think outside the box and like some like outskirts of things that maybe you could work on.
Yeah, I never had this until I started kind of waking up in this panic state when that situation was going on. So I guess I have to have faith that I can get back to being able to sleep without that nighttime fear, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and you can even have the conversation. You know, you keep thinking that like maybe this is from that woman, but she's not been here for 2 years.
Yeah.
She's not here. I'm safe. I can go back to sleep. I don't need to be on high alert. Just remind yourself of that.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All
I got
righty.
some lavender spray too.
Yes. I'm gonna try it. And I'm telling you, that Buff City Soap Narcissist smell is the best smell.
How do you spell that? Buff City?
Yeah, Buff City
Oh,
Soap.
Buff City. Okay.
I
All
even have a
right.
narcissist fragrance in my car, like a little
Okay.
thing.
I know about putting narcissists in my
I know. I was
life.
like, do I really want it? But then when you smell it, you're like, oh, I need this kind of narcissist in a mighty way. I got that for all of my friends for Christmas last year, and they have
Okay.
cussed me every step since because now they have to buy it. They're like, fuck you. I'm like,
I'm gonna try.
sorry.
I'll see you at the it's 2 day
The
diet
diet
detox.
detox.
Yeah, we couldn't get into the Queens, but I'm gonna bring my niece and the two of us are coming to the diet detox. So
Yeah. And you
I'm
could.
excited about that.
Yeah, a lot of folks are coming doing Queens virtually, and they're going to stay at the hotel and do Nashville and do all that kind of stuff and then hang out with us in the evenings and then stay for detox.
You know, that sounds really good. Does the hotel still have room for more days over that weekend?
I would call them.
Okay.
I have heard there are some days. I'm not sure if that is still true or not. There are not rooms in our room block at this point. There may be, though. That's why I'm saying call them and have a conversation.
Okay. We have Sunday night through Tuesday night
Yeah.
booked. So maybe
Okay.
we can get some more.
Yeah.
But that would be really nice to do it in the room. I never really thought of that. I was
Yeah, we
thinking
have a
more
lot of
commitment.
folks that do that.
Because if we're on the airplane, how are we going to,
Yeah.
sit? And so I had all that going on, but we could come early.
Yeah, and then they come and you can even find there's tons of hotels like right that like you can see them from the front of the hotel. You can even
Okay.
stay close and then move over on Sunday and then come
Okay.
hang out with us in the hotel in the evenings.
Okay, I'm going to find out if we can do it.
Yeah. All righty.
Okay.
Well, I'll talk to you
Thank
later.
you, MJ.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's see. Oh, magnesium glycinate. Girl, I've tried CBD gummies. I was taking Tylenol PM. You know, I could not wake up in the mornings. Becca. Let's see what Becca's gonna work on this month. I'm gonna have to go refill my water. I have a Bucky's cup. Do you love my Bucky's cup? It turns colors whenever you it's cold.
Okay, Jim, can you hear me now?
I can.
Perfect. I'm not used to being on Zoom sometimes, so I'm still figuring it out.
I'm gonna ask you to start your video, Becca.
Okay.
Did you get there? You come. Hey.
Hello.
Hello. All right. What are you going to work on?
I'm working on consistent daily planning. From March through now, looking at my data, I fell off on my daily plans.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get back into a habit of that. So first, I set a kind of a large goal of 28 days this month. But I'm trying to do the execute part of, okay, how do taking it day by day is kind of where I struggle now. I see myself by the end of the day, I'm like, oh, I never did my plan.
Yeah.
Like, whoops.
Okay. First thing is the first time you remember it, you write it, even if you're going to bed. Even if it's just, I am not going to eat anything else for the rest of the day. Even if you're tucking yourself in bed, don't, if you catch yourself, no matter when it is, because what you're telling yourself then is this is super important. This is something I'm not going to miss no matter what. So you want to make sure that you do that. So whenever you think about it, write it. If you're not near your plan, put it in your notes app. If you've got an accountability partner or group, tell them, be like, I did not make a plan today, but here is my plan. Post it in the Facebook group, whatever you need to do in that exact moment. So don't let yourself get away with it.
Okay.
And look at me coaching you, even though I'm a Gamecock and you got on that confounded Georgia hat. But you know what? I love you anyway, Becca.
Thank you.
I love you.
No. Hey, it's SEC, so we're good.
I know. That is true. Go Cock. All right. I digress. You know, I had to make a comment about it, right? Like, I can't let it go. I can't let it go. Just can't do it. All right. So that is number one. That's always going to be number one. You're going to think I'm crazy, but I put a sticky note when I was learning to plan, because I'm going to tell you, at that time I had 3 kids, a full-time job. I was taking care of my mom, my grandmother. Like, creating a new habit was like, shit, whatever. I put a note on my back door where I would walk out every day, and it said, have you made a plan? And even if I had all my work stuff picked up and like toting it and going out the door, I would turn right back around and come write my plan. Like a trigger to remind me. So that's another one. What did you come up with?
I put on there of if I realize I didn't do my plan when I'm at my desk working at home, that I have to do a sticky note on it. Because that's where kind of just that morning rush, if I don't do it at night, it's just immediately just start rolling through the day, and then there's nothing there reminding me. So I put that as one of my executes, was it has to have a sticky note, or I have to put it in my, like, even on my work computer, put it on like the virtual sticky note.
Okay. And then, like, and like we said, doesn't matter what time, never too late to write a plan.
Okay.
Never too late. You could set a reminder. Do you want to plan in the morning or at night?
I do better at night, versus in the morning. I've noticed over time with my planning. Yeah. So that's one thing. I think where I get hung up, like you're talking about, at like whenever you notice you haven't planned, I guess in my mind, I'm like, oh, well, that doesn't count for the day if I only plan from dinner on.
Girl, it counts.
Okay.
Because even it, listen, let's be honest, Becca, you've at least made a plan in your head. You've thought about it. Just write down what you thought about. So at night, do you plan on your iPad or computer, or do you do it with paper?
I do digital.
Digital?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, if you have, like, a special chair you sit in, you can either put a sticky note there to remind you. If you do it on your phone, wherever you do it, set a reminder on your phone to remind you. And this is a good time to talk about habit stacking again. So if you have something that you do every night, that, like, my medicine's going by the coffee pot, because I went out and had several extra drinks on 4th of July, I still made my coffee. The other one that I always do, no matter what time I come in, I plug up my phone in the kitchen. So if I ever need to remember to do something at night, that's a great place to put a reminder if I'm trying to habit stack. So think about something that you do no matter what.
Okay.
That you can put a reminder, put a sticky, put a whatever next to remind you to plan in the evening.
Okay.
Like, whatever that is. So that then those two things would go hand in hand.
Okay. I think I could do a sticky note on the door, because we take our dog out one last time before the evening for going to bed. So just saying, like, did you do your plan for in the morning? Maybe some way to stack it.
Yes. Yes. Because if you know you're going to take the dog out, and then do you have a partner?
Yes. I have my husband.
Okay. So your husband, it'll be good, because he'll see it and he'll be like, if it's his turn to take out the dog, he'll be like, hey, did you write your plan? Here's the note.
Okay.
And you can even ask him, right? That can be one of your executes. If you're the last one to take the dog out and you see the sticky note, ask me.
Okay. I can do that with him. I can get that accountability from him.
Yeah. Just get him to remind you.
Okay.
Perfect. Look, problem solved.
I like it. Thank you for the ideas.
You're so welcome. I did struggle with planning too. I had never done anything like that before. And that was like the first big habit that I like really had to think through and like basically do this. Like, how can I remember? Because I would always say I wanted to plan and then I'd forget. And then it'd be 2 weeks later. I'm like, well, I didn't even plan. So, you know, so it was, it's, I did a lot of work on creating a like a habit stacking and putting things in my environment to remind me. So that's a good one.
Okay.
All righty. All
Awesome.
right.
Thanks, Coach
See
MJ.
you later. All right.
Bye.
I know, and I knew Rhonda. I knew if Rhonda Copeland was in here, she was gonna mention them damn Bulldogs. I still love you too. You know, I got. I mean, I have to give people shit. It's almost football. Jean said I went back to paper planning journaling in January and it's relaxing. I go back and forth. I'll have 2 or 3 months where I'll do it one way. It's the same with water. I go through flavored water, plain water, room temperature water, water with ice, different cups, different size cups. But I do like I do the same. I have to mix it up. Narcissist. Buff City Soap Narcissist is the fragrance that I referenced, which is amazing. Yes, Rhonda Copeland, we are all in the SEC. We are all in the SEC. Best SEC is the best. All right. Any other questions before we head out and go slay the day? I'm going to the pool because it's hot as fuck. I'm gonna go to the pool. The SEC does rock. All right. Any questions? Sue says, I do the same with water and paper versus digital. I have to mix it up. I like if I keep it the same too long, I get like in a rut. I have to like keep changing it up all the time. Yeah, Robin says she does better with paper. My brain seems to learn better with paper and things. It is very true that whenever you physically write, like on a paper, I got like a thing for my iPad screen that's supposed to, it makes the screen not as bright and clear, but it mimics paper. So it slows you down when you write with your Apple Pencil. Yeah, iPhone said, is there a digital copy on No BS? Absolutely. So you just go, you download it to your digital device. A lot of people use the app called GoodNotes. So whenever you download it, instead of sending it to a printer or sending it off to FedEx or whatever, you can just download it and upload it to your phone, your digital device, whatever it is. 114 degrees today in Central California. Good Lord. Oh, Robin says she uses Drawboard PDF because it syncs between Apple, Android, and Windows. Look at you. I'm going to get in the pool. I am going to get in the pool. I texted my friend. She's also a No BS woman. She lives at the end of my street. And I was like, pay no attention if you see me in your backyard at some point today. Like, just look away. Just look away. And so she actually went, she went with her mom shopping. So I'm gonna go in her backyard. All right, y'all have a great rest of your day. So I think this week in Drop It Like It's Hot, we are talking about we're giving a prize for the best, like most engaging Facebook, like encouraging. So get in there, encourage the other members. If you're not in Facebook and you're kind of doing that with your accountability group or your accountability partner, you can email helpscoutsupport@pnptribe.com. And let us know how you are engaging with your group and how you're supporting your group this week. And you will also be eligible for a prize. So there's that. I'm very excited about this week. One of the weeks I'm a prize. I can't remember what week is what, but one week I'm a prize. Does it say it on the website? What week am I a prize? I need to know when I'm gonna be a prize. Y'all need to all be get on a prize with me. Let's see, this month in No BS. Is it on the page? You know there's a this month in No BS page. Let's see. Oh, it doesn't say what the prize is. Oh, yep. And this week we're also doing a doable hunger challenge. We're gonna try timed eating and going on the clock. So there's that. That's what else we're doing this week. So if anybody who's working on doable hunger, we're going to do timed eating for Have I Had Enough? And then we're doing going on the clock for level two or Am I Hungry? That's going to be fun. These are all really good. I'm excited about this month. I always love, we used to call it the gift of fat, but now we call drop it like it's hot. I will be on the weight loss call tomorrow. Corinne is in Vegas celebrating her birthday because she is turning 50. And so y'all are stuck with me all weekend long. I'll be here all weekend. All right, y'all. Have a great Saturday. Set yourself up for success. Execute, execute, execute. Take everything that you just did on this call and go figure out what you can implement today. I will, before I go to the pool, I'm going to take my sheets off my bed and go stick it in the wash machine with my Buff City Soap Narcissist. And then later I will have my wine so that when my husband complains, I won't mind as much. Look, execute. Execute. Y'all have a great day. I will talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.